Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to my podcast number 20, Advanced Hypnotherapy, The 5 Pathway. In this talk that I'm going to give information about 5 Pathway. I'm also going to fill it with just full of information that any hypnotherapist who wants to start to use these advanced hypnotherapy techniques can begin to take into consideration. Okay, as always, before we get started, I like to start off with a couple of announcements. First of all, it's not too late to sign up for and attend the National Guild of Hypnotists Solid Gold Weekend. And for our year 2007, it's going to be coming to Las Vegas. I hope you can be there February 24th and 25th on my calendar. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be talking about how to make your hypnotherapy practice work from a financial point of view. I'm going to be talking about the Banyan Hypnosis Star business model. And also, as a special treat, Maureen is going to be speaking again this year at the Solid Gold Conference on how to book appointments. If you're putting a lot of money into advertising or you're going out there and doing your PR work and you're not getting enough clients, the phone's ringing but they're not booking with you, this will be an essential thing for you to attend. Let me tell you, there's going to be many other great speakers. There's going to be Sean Brookhouse. There's going to be many other good top-rated speakers from the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention. I really hope you can attend. For information about that, please go to calbanyan.com, and we have something there on this particular main event for this year. There's two big hypnosis main events. There's the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention in August, and then in February this year, we've got the Solid Gold Weekend. Be there. You're going to learn a lot. Okay. Quick little note about our March hypnotherapy certification class that's coming up at our center here in Tustin. Please, if you notice, right below here, we've made up a page where with all the links to the things I talk about. If you're interested in the Solid Gold Weekend, click on that link right down there, and you will be able to get more information about it. Right there is a link about our training coming in March. And also, I'm very excited for the very first time to be coming to London. I've never been to London before. It's going to be fun. We're going to do a week of power. And so it's going to be eat, sleep, drink, hypnotherapy, advanced hypnotherapy. You're going to get certification in 5-path and become a 7-path teacher. I'll be doing a blog entry on that real soon so you can know more about 7-Path. All right. Now, if you cannot make it, I understand. Some people, you just can't make it to London. You just can't make it out here to California to get this kind of training. So what I'd like to tell you is that if you're already certified as a hypnotherapist and you'd like to then get certified in 5-Path and 7-Path, keep watching our website. Other locations might come up. But if you can't wait and you want to get certified in 5-Path right now, I recommend that you learn about our 5-Path DVD certification course. What it is, it's 10 DVDs that look just like this. It's the training, it's the essential training you need to get plugged into our 5-Path system. And you get all the support that all of our hypnotherapists get that graduate our program. You get this kind of support. We have an online practice group, and we've got a group on Yahoo. We've got telephone support, and we've got some additional materials that you can get. It's just really a great way to move your practice up to the next level. Okay. Oh, one last thing I want to talk about is if you haven't heard about it yet, we've decided to do something that I think is really going to be great. We've decided to now put out scholarships for our NGH-approved hypnotherapy certification program. That's right, scholarships. You can save between 50 and 100% on our normal NGH-approved hypnotherapy certification training with 5-Path and 7-Path if you meet this criteria. If you are a professional who's working with war veterans, If you're working with war veterans or their families, providing service to them, you can qualify for these kinds of scholarships. The reason we're doing this is we really want to encourage these professionals to begin to use these kinds of advanced hypnotherapeutic techniques to help those men and women who are sacrificing so much, and for their families who are sacrificing so much to do the right thing and defend this country and to defend freedom. And so it's our way of saying thank you. So if you work either part-time or full-time with those populations, please click that link right down there that says Veteran Scholarship Program. And there's more information on our website, and we'll be happy to get an application out to you. Okay, good. Now let me get into the topic for today in this edition, Advanced Hypnotherapy, the Five Pathway. I highly recommend that you check out my previous podcast, number 17. It'll give you a quick, about a 20-minute quick overview on Five Path. Before I get into Five Path, and again, there's a link right down there that you can, right down there, that you can use to get to that information, get to that podcast. It's podcast number 17. Now, a little background on Five Path. Five Path has been influenced by a whole number of different things. Let me credit Dave Ellman, you know, and I highly recommend that if you're serious in this profession, you ought to get Dave Ellman's book, Hypnotherapy. This is a classic work. I call him my hypno grandpa right here, because this is really the work here that is the foundation for Five Path. A lot of age regression hypnotherapy, instant rapid inductions, this kind of thing. This is the master right here. And Jerry Kine, who you may know, really believes in this kind of therapy. Many other hypnotherapists in the area, they say this is the man. This is the advanced stuff. So once again, you need to check on this book. And of course, we have available on the Banyan Hypnosis Mall. Another great contributing factor to what we do in Five Path is the work of Charles Tibbetts. And Charles Tibbetts he was mainly known for his parts therapy, but he's also done many other kinds of things and advanced the work. And he passed away some time ago. You can still get his book, Self-Hypnosis, a very good book on self-hypnosis. He also has another book, but it may be out of print, called Miracles on Demand. And I don't believe we have that in stock because I believe it's out of print. But if you can get that through some kind of connection through a used bookstore, that would be a good book to get. Also, I suppose the protege, the person that Charles Tibbetts kind of passed the kind of work he was doing onto, was Roy Hunter. And when I was a beginning hypnotherapist, really some of the books of Roy Hunter were just very, had a lot of effect on me. Here's one book. It's The Art of Hypnotherapy. I mean, The Art of Hypnosis. Really good basic book. It covers a lot of techniques. I recommend it in all my classes. I could carry any book I want in my classes, and I could put any I want in my mall. But this is one of the really great basic books on how to do hypnosis. Another book that had a big effect on Five Path, if you saw my private copy, this would be all underlined and highlighted and stuff. But Roy Hunter, once again, right here. Roy Hunter, award-winning hypnotherapist and author, great book on hypnotherapy. He's the protege. He's the one that was handed down the mantle, so to speak, from the great Charles Tibbetts. Great book. Get it. If you're serious in this profession, you should have that book if you're serious in the profession. Another thing I like to talk about, and I don't know if you can get this book anywhere, but it had a lot to do with really having to do with Five Path. And Five Path, one of the things we do is we go to a specific level of hypnosis. We do covert testing and that kind of thing. Now, this is kind of an old book. I think it was originally written in, I'll look right here, I think it was 1948. And then it was revised. Yeah, there it is. Copyright 1948, revised in 1955, same year I was born. And then the modern revision is 1961. But it's really got some good fundamental stuff. You'll see a lot of parallels between this and the NGH training. What I really like in it here is the Harry Aaron's depth scale. And that's something we learn and use in the five-path system. All right, what else do I want to talk about? Oh, yeah, good old Jerry Kine. Jerry Kine, co-author of my book right here, Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy, Basic to Advanced Techniques for the Professional. And this has been a very popular book. It's been on that. It's been number one for a long time in Amazon.com for hypnotherapy. I don't think it's ever dropped out of the top five for hypnotherapy, and I really appreciate Jerry Kine helping me to produce this book, highly influenced by his work. And his work, of course, highly influenced by Dave Ellman. So highly recommend this book. And this is by me, Cal Banyan, and Jerry Kine. We've, of course, got this in stock on the Banyan Hypnosis Mall, along with Roy Hunter's books. And also, if you don't know about it, we got Jerry Kine's videotapes. And Jerry Kine isn't really known for his books so much as his videotapes. I think it was 1985 he started videotaping his classes. Jerry Kine, I believe, has a degree in education, so he's a good teacher. And what he's done is he has made a whole series, I don't even know how many, there might be 50 videos over the years that he's produced of him teaching classes. Now, I'll tell you what, great content. Sometimes the video quality is, not Hollywood, I'll tell you that right now. He's got some of the greatest content and some of the lowest quality video. You're not going to get high definition Technicolor video here, but they're perfectly adequate for putting in the VCR or if you get a DVD version of it. We've got these on the Banyan Hypnosis Mall. It's one of my favorite topics he's got here, making money in your hypnosis practice. I also recommend a couple of videos he's got. One is about age regression therapy. Don't confuse that with past life regression, age regression therapy. That's what I'm going to be talking about in this talk here today. And another one is he's got that's really good, that probably inspired a lot of what we do in Five Path, is hypnotherapy for alcoholism. So you can always check the BanyanHypnosisMall.com for that, or you can just go to HypnosisCenter.com, and we've got links to all that kind of good stuff. Okay, so that's the fundamental background of Five Path. And let me just give you a brief overview while you're here. You can go back and listen to the podcast number 17 for the 20-minute version. Listed down below, you'll see in the quick review section right down there is that there's five phases. It's not five sessions. You might do the therapy with a client in less than five sessions, maybe even three sessions. Or it may take longer depending on the complexity of the issues and how well the client follows instructions and that kind of thing. So let me just kind of breeze through this list. So phase one is a preparation, testing, and convincing phase. And why I developed that as the initial phase is I thought that hypnotherapists were not spending enough time really thoughtfully preparing their clients for the session to come. If you're not an NGH member, you ought to think about it very seriously, even if you're certified through someone else. Become a member so that you can get their journal. The journal, I have one right here. The journal. Oh, and let me say congratulations to the NGH for 55 years. Let me tell you something very special. In this journal, this is the latest one, the December issue, they announced that they have hit 10,000 members. 10,000 members in 63 countries. I hope you're reading all my blog videos and my, I mean, my written blog entries as well as my videos, because you'll see that I do something I think is a little bit bold, heaven forbid, and that is this man right here. Right here. See if I can get him on the camera. See that man right there? That is Dr. Dwight Damon. And I believe that he's probably the number one most important man in the field of hypnosis in the last 10 years, if not 15 years, or if not 20 years. So what I'd like you to do is seriously consider becoming a member of the NGH. They are the biggest, the best, the friendliest organization. They're different than a lot of organizations because the NGH is about bringing people together. Some organizations, like I have the Five Path, the International Association of Hypnotists, and you know what? That's just for Five Pathers. You got to be a Five Pather. But this organization is about bringing everybody together. And when everybody comes together, well, you know, we share, we all learn, and another thing that happens is we get some clout. That's right. The NGH and what they're doing for the profession is they get the word out, they do international training, and when problems come up in the profession, like legal problems, like some state tries to pass a law that'll make you not able to practice, they go to bat for you along with the Hypnotist Union, which is fully backed by the NGH. In fact, I don't know how he finds time, but Dr. Damon is both president of the NGH and the union. So we owe a great debt of gratitude to him and some of the other leaders in the organization. So I'm fully behind the NGH and everything they do. Okay. Join the NGH. It's the way to go. It brings people together. A lot of organizations try to fragment, or not try to fragment, but are for special things like Ericksonian or NLP or this kind of thing. The NGH brings everybody together, and they have the best conferences, and they really do care about the profession. Okay. And, oh, I know why I picked this up, is as I recommend that you get joined because of this journal. And in the journal, I have a regular column. And, you know, there's my little column. There you can see me up there. I just love this video thing. Okay. Maybe that's too sharp to focus on. But there's successful hypnotherapy. That's my column. And in there, I talk about, in each edition, how to do better. And one of the things I like to stress is having a system. And when you have a system, then what happens is you can tweak the system until it's refined. And I think that hypnotherapists would be much better served if they think about things done in phases. Now, of course, I have five-path, five-phase, abreactive therapeutic hypnosis. That's the full name. Let's think about now phase one. Phase one, preparation, testing, and convincing. Preparation is everything you do with the client before the session. First impression, everything that you do. You want to build their confidence in you. You want to build their confidence in themselves that they can be hypnotized. And you want to remove all fears and misconceptions about hypnosis. Then you're going to do inductions. I recommend if you're a professional hypnotherapist, you got to learn those instant and rapid inductions. Okay, because they're going to save you time and they're very reliable. And then, so once you've done your induction, you want to do testing. And the kind of testing that the professional hypnotherapist should be doing is covert testing. Covert testing means hidden. Your client doesn't know that he or she is being tested. And this is important because as I wrote in one of the most recent journal articles, is hypnosis is a confidence game. If you don't have their confidence, there's going to be no game. And if you do some testing in a session and you don't know if they're in hypnosis yet, there's a good chance that they could fail. So what we want to do is covert testing. You want to give them a test that if they don't pass, they don't know they were being tested. So with that in mind, we want to have prepare for hypnosis, testing, and then once we've tested covertly for the level of hypnosis we want to work at, and five pathers, we always work at somnambulism. Okay? And once we've got somnambulism, then we know what we can do. We can give them a test that they would know whether or not they passed. If we secretly tested for somnambulism, which is a deep level of hypnosis, then we can test for a light level of hypnosis, like hypnoidal, which is the eye lock test, and be able to be assured that they're going to pass it. So that's it. Preparation, testing, and convincers. Once you've done that, you look at the clock. You go, do I have time? You think this in your head. Do I have time to get into the next phase, or do I just want to do direct suggestion right now? You see, in the five-path system, every session is wrapped up with direct suggestion. If you've got only 10 minutes or 15 minutes, you don't want to start phase two because that's age regression. It's going to take longer. So you wrap it up with reading a script or just creating suggestions on your own, that kind of thing. Okay. If you do have time, let's say you've got 30 minutes left or 40 minutes left or an hour left. I don't know. It depends on how long you schedule your sessions for. We recommend you go right into the next phase, which is age regression and age progression phase. We typically just call it the AR phase or phase two. Now, what we do here is we're mainly going to do affect bridge. And what we're going to do is when they're in hypnosis and somnambulism, we're going to give them the suggestion that there's a feeling inside of them that has everything to do with why they came here today. And when what we're going to do is we're going to build that feeling up, make it good and strong, and then we're going to give them the suggestion that they follow that feeling back to an earlier time they felt that way. Once they get there, we're going to ask them the fantastic five questions at each event that they go back to. Number one, we're going to ask them what's happening. Then we're going to ask them what do they think about that? What do they feel about that? That's the third one. How old are they? And is that feeling familiar or new? This is the information you want to get. If you're doing age regression, and a lot of people are doing it out there, but they don't really have a concrete way, they're kind of feeling their way through it, those are the questions you want to know. What's happening? That's the most objective report you're going to get. What are they thinking? That's cognitive. What are they feeling? That's the emotional, right? Sorry for whacking the microphone there. How old are they so you know when? And then we want to know if it's familiar or new. If it's familiar, that gives us permission to continue to regress on that feeling. And we'll say, focus on that feeling. Follow it back to an earlier time we felt that way. And then there's a lot of technique things we do, but this is just an overview. And we're going to do that until they give us the indication that that feeling is new. Once they give us the indication that the feeling is new, then we will use six additional criteria to establish that as what we call the ISE, initial sensitizing event. Once we've found the initial sensitizing event, we want to go a little bit back, a little further back, and do what's called the informed child technique. So we regress them back just a little bit more, and then, see, now they've got what I call ears to hear. If we're able to give them the information that they need to get through that ISE without being negatively affected by it. For example, how many times have you or I said, boy, I wish I knew then what I know now, okay? And so what we do is we actually offer our clients the opportunity to know then what we know now. So what happens, we take them back, we take them before the incident. For example, let's say we were working with a simple fear of spiders. We would regress them to these events and time where they're afraid of the spiders until we find the very first event. Then we take them before that event. We tell them whatever they need to hear so they can get through the event without picking up the fear of spiders. And then we will then progress back through time through those other events we visited, which are subsequent sensitizing events called SSEs, okay? Subsequent sensitizing events that had in their life reinforced the problem they have. Now, as we go, remember we went back, followed back to an earlier time, followed back to an earlier time, followed back to an earlier time. Find the ISE, go just before it, give them the information they need to go through the ISE without picking up the fear or misperception or whatever caused the problem, and then start moving them through the subsequent sensitizing events, SSEs, until we get to now. Then what we can do to test the effect of what we've done is we can do age progression. We can move them into likely events that they would expect to encounter the issue in the future and have them go through those events what? Without the problem. So the drinker can go to events in their lives where they don't have the urge to drink. The overweight person that wants to slim down can go into the future and see themselves exercising and eating properly. And the person who has the fear of spiders can go into the future and be able to find themselves around spiders and behaving like everybody else. Every one of those sessions would be wrapped up with direct suggestion. Okay. There's a quick overview here. There's also articles on hypnosiscenter.com and the free articles section that goes into much more detail than I have time here for Five Path, and also on banyanhypnosismall.com. Okay, once we've done that, I want you to know that mainly, not exclusively, but mainly what age aggression is about is removing fear and other emotions, but mainly removing and neutralizing fear and the beliefs and misperceptions they've gathered in their lives that caused them to feel that way. Now, once you've completed the age regression, there's another feeling inside that is causing people problems. And it would behoove you, if you haven't got it yet, get my book, The Secret Language of Feelings. It will really give you a vocabulary and to really understand how emotions work. I didn't learn that information in college. Even though I have a master's degree in psychology, I learned it from doing affect bridge age regression. My clients in sessions, by me exploring their past and the cause of their problems, taught me and revealed to me the secret language of feeling. So I'll make sure I put a link down below for that too. And if I forget, then email me at calbanyan@hypnosiscenter.com and I will be happy to send you the link for that book. Okay, after we get done with that, we go to phase three. Phase three is forgiveness of others phase. And what we do is we are going to do something that Fritz Perls taught psychiatrists and psychologists to do, and what Jerry Kine likes to call chair therapy. But we use a very step-by-step approach so that it's structured and gives us reliable results. What we're going to do is we're going to use a thing called the 10 Keys to Forgiveness. And in the 10 Keys to Forgiveness is available. I've written it out. It's free. It's in the free article section of hypnosiscenter.com. So you can just go there when you're ready and you can read about that 10 Keys to Forgiveness. But it's 10 things that we can do in a hypnotherapy session to make the person who hurt our client forgivable in a reliable way. I'm going to tell you something. I do forgiveness with every client, and who do we forgive? We forgive two different kinds of people. One, it could be the person from the age regression that had something to do with what caused them the problem, or the one person in their life that hurt them more than anyone else. Okay? Now, in phase four, we're going to do a special kind of parts therapy, which is forgiveness of self, and we psychically divide the individual into two parts. One part is going to be the self, and then the other part is going to be called the mistake-making part. And what we're going to do is, just like with chair therapy, in phase three, our client, when we do forgiveness of others, our client is in an imaginary room, okay, confronting the one person that hurt them more than anyone else. And they will say, you hurt me when, you made me feel, you made me think. And we really get up all the angst and we bring up all the anger. And then we're going to really do some amazing things in there where we actually have the client hallucinate being the offender and then respond to these things and bring about the forgiveness. So, but in phase four, forgiveness of self, we divide the individual. We tell them, in that other chair now is a part of you. It's the part of you that made all the mistakes in your life. We're going to call that part the mistake-making part. And we can almost anthropomorphize or objectify. Take that. You ever seen the movie Twins? Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger? It's kind of like that. One twin got all the good stuff, and the other twin got all the negative stuff. Well, it's like, inside of each one of us, we have our own little Danny DeVito, right? The one that makes all the mistakes. What we do is we put him in that chair, and we will have our client confront that part of them. And what we're going to find out is that for the most part, the things that we've done in our lives or our clients have done in our lives that have hurt us were really an attempt to protect ourselves, protect the people we love. We're going to then rename that mistake-making part, the protective part, and get forgiveness. So let me do a little review here. Phase one, preparation, testing, and convincing. Phase two, age regression and age progression work. Phase three, forgiveness of others. That's about getting rid of anger. And then phase four is forgiveness of self, and that's to neutralize anger at the self and feelings of guilt. Why do we want to do this? Because it is those unresolved feelings from the past that are driving us to drink too much, smoke too much, all these different things that we do too much of. And here's kind of an insight secret technique. Okay. When we use these insight techniques, age regression, forgiveness therapy, parts therapy, you know what that does is it forces the subconscious mind into a state of hypersuggestibility. Now, I coined this term hypersuggestibility to really talk about a kind of suggestibility that when the person accepts these suggestions, they're permanent. They don't need to be reinforced. Because if we can cause them through age regression, forgiveness therapy, parts therapy, forgiveness of self therapy, to see themselves or the world that they live in differently, what happens? They get the aha experience, the epiphany experience, and they have insight. Forces the subconscious mind into a state of reorganization. They become hyper-suggestible. That means the suggestions that you slip in right at that moment, the time of the insight, or right afterwards, can be permanent. Don't need reinforcement. They now believe it to be true. And that which the mind believes, that's what it achieves. That's what we see. Okay, so that's why we want to end every session with direct suggestion, because in these phases 2, 3, 4, and 5, they're going to be insight therapies, and we want to take advantage of that hyper-suggestibility. Okay. Once that's done, phases 1, 2, 3, 4, those are really designed to take care of a thing called primary gain. And that means that we want to take care of the cause of the problem. But, you know, there's a lot of hypnotherapists out there that get frustrated because they do work like this, some kind of age regression work or parts therapy work, and when they get done, the client might have only brief success or partial success, and they scratch their heads, you know, why is that? I'll tell you why. There's a thing called secondary gain. Primary gain was the cause of the problem, okay? Secondary gain means there's something in their life right now that is either reinforcing the old behavior or demanding it. Okay? Parts mediation phase, phase five, is designed to work with that subset of clients that have some kind of benefit. For example, if you're doing work with someone who's abusing alcohol, you take care of the cause, and then the desire of the alcohol goes away or the other substance. And then after a while, they start thinking about it again, and maybe they actually get back into it again. You got to ask them, talk about that, and if you can find any evidence at all that they benefited by going back to the old behavior, then what you can do is go into phase five. Phase five is a special kind of parts therapy. I am a certified mediator, and it's a certification I studied for in graduate school. And I apply the strict format of mediation, the same kind of mediation that goes for people who are in conflict, companies that are in conflict, countries that are in conflict. What they do is they bring these parties together, and then a mediator goes in and works on the problem. In parts mediation phase, phase five of five path, what we do is we will take the client, put them back into somnambulism, and say, you know, it seems like there's a part of you that still wants to behave in that old way. Let's say it was marijuana, and I would suggest, gosh, there seems to be a part of you that still wants to smoke pot. I'd like to speak to that part directly. And without getting into all the details of parts mediation therapy, what I will do is I will say, is it okay if I speak to that part directly? And with the permission of my client, I can then talk to that part that wants to smoke pot. And we can find out what all the benefits are of smoking pot. Then we will return to the self and say, what are the benefits of stopping? I mean, you've come in here, you've been through all these sessions, you've got some very good reasons. And we'll find what the reasons are, the benefits of continuing and the benefits of quitting. And we will have each part, the self and the still wanting to smoke pot part, that's easy for me to say, acknowledge that both aspects of them, of himself, want things that are good. For example, the still wanting to smoke pot part might want to do so for socialization, relaxation, fun, this kind of thing. And I have the self acknowledge, self, those are good things, aren't they? Yes. And then I can talk to the still wanting to smoke pot part, and we can look at the list of things that the self wanted. You know, like less stress in their life, more money, not worrying about, you know, tickets, fines, jail, all that stuff. I can say, that's good stuff, isn't it? Still wanting to smoke pot part. Yes. And then what we will do is we will rename the still wanting to smoke pot according to the needs that it's trying to fulfill. I can say, oh, you know, and there's a little bit more to it than this, but I can say, you know, from what I've just learned, you're not so interested in smoking the pot. What you're interested in is what? You're interested in the fun, the relaxation, the socialization. If you could get that without the pot, would you like that? Well, yeah, that part might say. The self would agree. And what we can then do is go into a brainstorming session of generating as many things using the self, the fun and relaxation part, and the therapist to generate a whole bunch of different things that the client can do for fun, relaxation, to replace this pot smoking behavior. Then we get an agreement on that, and then that list of things that we came up with, we simply use that as our script. We say, now you're going to be doing these things, and it's going to fulfill these needs, and it's not going to jeopardize the things that the self wants. And we join those two back together, and we wrap it up with some more direct suggestion. Okay, so that's the overview of five-path. Now, you might, I've had some people say, oh, I don't like to have a structured approach like that, something that's rigid. Well, in case you're wondering why I'm looking down here, I have a little outline that I'm working from right here on the monitor that's below the camera, and I was just shifting down so I can make sure I can cover everything I want to cover. Okay, five-path is not a rigid system. It's a system that can be very flexible. For example, on our very first Banyan Online Supervision Meeting CD program, which is like an externship, I have a program called Scrambled 5-Path. And if you're certified as a 5-Pather, what I recommend is you get that CD set. I spend an hour to an hour and a half on about 35 different topics that I have always wished I had time to cover in class, but I simply don't. I'm able to go into a lot of depth. And on the very first CD, I decided to cover Scrambled 5-Path. And so what you want to know, let me give you some examples of what I talk about on that and the flexibility with 5-Path. And that is, once we don't have to spend a whole session on phase one. Now, a lot of people who are new to hypnotherapy or 5-Path will do that, but you don't have to. You can immediately go from phase one to phase two if time's permitting. When you're working on phase two, AR, as we call it, for age regression, when you believe you have done the work needed on the ISC, you can just move on into phase three. You don't have to wait for a new session to do that. But if you find out later that the client is still having difficulty getting in touch with the anger or doing the work that needs to be done in phase three, for example, you have the person in the room with the offender. Let's say the client had poor self-esteem because one of her parents never really showed any kind of love for that person or was never complimentary or supportive in any way. We'll have that in the age regression. We'll find out that the client, when he was 2, 3, 4, 5, or 13 years old, or 6 years old, was very angry, very upset about that. And then we put the client in the round room with that person. That's why I call it the round room. And they might say, well, I'm over it. I don't remember being that angry. We can do a regression to a time in the past where they were feeling angry and do the work there and then bring that feeling back up to now so that the adult, with all the insights of the adult, can work with that offender, that mother or father who hurt them. And so we can switch back and forth between age regression and forgiveness of others therapy as needed. When the forgiveness of others work is done and we move into forgiveness of self, the same thing can come up. As a client, from the adult perspective, can say, well, gosh, I don't remember ever being that upset with myself. And we've got our age regression notes right in front of us. We can look there. We can regress them back to the time, freshen their memory about how upset they were, bring them back to now. And let's say it was when they were 10 that they were so upset with their mother or father. Now we can bring them back into the room as an adult and say, speak for 10. Tell your mother or your father, whoever we have in that room with them, how upset you were. And what we want to do is really get that emotion out. We want to discharge that emotion and get to forgiveness. So we can move in from phase 2 to phase 3 and phase 4 and float back and forth between those phases if we need to. We only go into phase 5 if we have an indication that there's secondary gain work to do. So what we can do is we can go into phase 5, work on that secondary gain issue. Then if our client comes back to us later on and the client says, gosh, I'm still having a little bit of trouble with some issue, you can talk to them about it. And if you can identify that maybe they're nervous about something or upset about something, what we can do is we can simply put them back in the chair, put them back into hypnosis, and do affect bridge again. You know, there's a feeling you were talking about earlier that you get when. Now it comes up as strong and powerful, and we can just begin that age regression again. But what you have when you do five-path type therapy or do real five-path therapy, what you do is you have a structure, a backbone, a process. You know what you're going to be doing in each phase, in each session. If you need to, there's flexibility to work within the system. Okay, let me see what else I've got on here. Oh, not only is there flexibility with moving back and forth between phases, there's also a tremendous amount of opportunity to bring other systems in. Our five-pathers, what they do all around the world, and you know they're everywhere, I think, now, after the training that we've done at our center, and then we also have trainers that are called CFIs, Certified Professional Hypnotherapy Instructors, and they're around the world. We just had two new hypnotherapist trainers graduate in Australia. They're training all over the world, and they're finding out that in addition to using this as the main structure of your therapy practice, you can bring other things in. If you're trained or you want to learn NLP, you can bring that in. You can bring those tools into the process. If you are Ericksonian in your background, you can bring those tools, those speech patterns and metaphors into the process. If you're into emotional freedom technique, EFT and other kinds of techniques like that, you can certainly integrate them into the process. If you're a counselor, you can certainly bring, or a psychologist, or a physician, a psychiatrist, or a coach, you can certainly bring all the tools that you have into the process of five path. Okay, gosh, that's it. That's it. I wonder how long I went on. I forgot to check the time. I tried to keep this around 20 minutes, 30 minutes max. One more thing I'll show you. If you want to become certified in 5-Path, I suggest that you get the 5-Path DVD set. It's 10 DVDs in all. It'll give you the fundamentals, the background to get started as a 5-Path hypnotherapist. Also, You need to have at least a fundamental understanding of 5-Path. But then what you can do is you can get the Banyan Online Supervision Meeting CDs. And what that is, an hour to hour and a half of me talking. If you like this, if you like me talking to you, and if you're learning something in these programs, you're going to love the Banyan Online Supervision meeting CDs. It's like our externship program. It can provide you the study and the structure you need to learn advanced techniques at a higher level. Okay. Well, that's it. I'm so glad to have you here for the podcast. Thank you for sending in this suggestion that I go into 5-Path in more detail. What I'd like to do is keep receiving your comments and your suggestions. Let me give you one more thing that you can use today. You've hung with me for this long. When you are doing working with your clients, I want you to think about, before you do the therapy, you want to do a clinical assessment for readiness of hypnotherapy. Okay, that's a big, long title, and I'm kidding around a little bit. But what I want you to do is we want to not just have techniques and things like that. We want to connect with and be with our clients. When you're ready to do hypnotherapy, you think you're ready to go do the hypnosis with them, you've completed the pre-hypnosis interview, just ask them this simple question. Would you like to do hypnosis with me now? And then watch them. How do they respond? Do they go, well, okay, and they look kind of nervous. If that happens, you want to do the Columbo technique. Remember Columbo, that television program from like the 60s or 70s? And that guy, he'd kind of play like he didn't know what was going on, but he really did know what was going on. And so if someone seemed a little bit nervous, I go, you know, I'm not sure, but I feel like maybe I'm leaving something out. Can you think of anything that you'd like me to talk about with regarding to hypnosis or me or my qualifications? Give them the opportunity to bring up something else. Because what's happened is whatever pre-talk I did with them, it didn't cover something adequately. It didn't cover something adequately, and because of that, they still have a fear. And you don't want to start the hypnosis while they're afraid of hypnosis, because guess what? They will reject every suggestion you give them or just go into a very light state of hypnosis. You want to get them as deep as you can. So do that little thing. Before you do hypnosis, say, gosh, would you like to do hypnosis with me now? And listen to what they say and look at how they look. And look for any signs of nervousness, reluctance to go in. If there's any reluctance, what do you want to do? You want to say, gosh, I feel like maybe I overlooked something. Can you think of anything that I should cover? And you get that covered, and then what you do is just do the same thing again. Well, gosh, now would you like to do some hypnosis with me? And when they look like they're eager and ready to go, then you have done your work and you're ready to move on to that next step of actually hypnotizing the client. Okay, that's it. Cal Banyan signing off from another podcast. So glad to have you. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are in the world. Keep those comments coming in. So now, this is Cal Banyan, over and out. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.